Should I say again the thing about the social systems? Or?
Yeah, just the last part, when you took the book of Luhmann, that you discovered that he actually...
Yeah, the that, how was it, that I was looking for what do we have people in common beyond their social and cultural differences and so on, and language and all what is part of that. And because I was, when I was traveling then with my work with the Goethe Institute, and then I was working in Estonia, and then I was in Brazil, and so on and so on and so on, for the first time I did see people that they are, something seems to be different, and I was thinking about why are they different, but what do they have really, what do people really have in common? And there my idea started that it could be interesting to give one piece to different people in different countries and see what they do with it. And that was one idea of Schreibstück.
Yeah.
But I was researching from that moment on, I was researching what do people have in common. So what do people which I usually never would talk with, or which I even don't understand, but what do they have in common? And I was then, of course, finding out that very basic actions people do have in common, like working, dying, fucking, shitting, eating, talking, and all these things. And I did even make a whole piece with that, which was clever in England. I did that, where I lined the people up and they were all doing together these basic actions. And in between they did the solo dances and other things. They had to relate as a group together in their solo structures, and then they were lined up in between always to do these basic actions. I think at that moment I found out about 7 of them. And but then I was looking for I was thinking that there must be something else, maybe something more like a form of organization, what people have in common. Everywhere on the planet they have in common. And I was working a little bit with it and finding even a few things out, but I could not really name it so well. And someone gave me a book of Niklas Luhmann. And there I found out that, that he wrote already 10 books about it, and that in sociology it's already absolutely analyzed and discussed and so on. Yeah, because Luhmann has this, he makes the differences of social systems like science and art and family and love and justice and so on and so on. They have a whole big list. And the interesting thing for me is that these systems seem to appear everywhere where people are together. They do create these systems. Even if you put 5 people in the jungle, then people make a kind of science system, because they have to find out can you eat this fruit or not, or someone knows how to heal the mosquito bite, and there's the health system. Even if people are not trained in it, but then this little society will develop these kind of systems. They will have to speak justice, they will have to educate each other, they will have to do these and these and these. So these are kind of operations, organization forms which people have very much in common. And they are somehow in the project of functions more, where I was more busy with sociology and operations people could do live on stage. What role, not what role, but what function do they take on? Are they having the power and the instruments to influence what is happening right now there on stage, which doesn't have much to do with me? So the step which I did with the Funktionen project compared to Schreibstück project is that I developed tools people can use. In Schreibstück, tools people can use to create the piece. And in Schreibstück, people get from me as the author, they get a score, and they have to be in contrast with it, they have to be in discussion with it, they have to relate to that structure, because I am represented in Schreibstück through that structure a lot. And there comes this whole, of course, authorship, and do you have to follow what the author says or not, all this whole discussion comes up. And this doesn't come up anymore in Funktionen, because it is already laid into these operations people can choose and work out. It's absolutely in their own hands what they do with it and what not. I only give the whole big list of, well, society and human beings seem to always to do these kind of things. So it might be a theme if you pick it out. And the function people do take on stage, at least it rotates, so everybody is in each kind of power relation even. Everybody has to relate with each, with everybody else in all different kind of functions, like the dense material, the observation, the manipulation, the interpretation, the mediation. Everybody has to take everything in these worlds. So, plus, it is even possible to reflect on the thing and change the system.
Meta. A meta system or another.
Yeah, you can say you manipulate. You are in the function of manipulation. You say, okay, no, we change the system. There's not any more you as the dancers and they are the audience. We do it completely different. We even kick the idea of these functions. We go out and do something else. But what is the doing something else? And that's lots of work to have operations and structure visible. Everybody is working with it. And you are changing structure. I mean, changing structure is such a big thing. It's incredible. But I think there is the only possibility to get things moving, to change structure.
Mm. That's nearly a political thought, what you're saying now also.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, because what is represented in a theater piece, so in a kind of conventional theater piece in its structure, what in my mind is represented, there's one idea, the idea usually has the power, there's the theater, but the people I do identify with, and that's the, for me, the crazy thing where I get really mad about, the people I do identify with, the actors, the dancers, they are usually only people which are told what to do, and they do it. And I, in the year 2005, in West Germany, which has like democracy since such a long time, which has these great philosophers, which has a cultural history, a few thousand years, I have to look at people which do represent, I'm told what I do, and that I do. About the fucking idea on top of it, I just don't care at all. It's all bullshit and a lie, it's complete a fuck-up. What is done in theaters, I'm sorry. And people do, really do, identify with it much more as one thinks about. It's really a fact, but this is what people show. People maybe show a picture, people maybe show an idea, maybe it's talking about whatever. But the factual thing, what is happening, which reflects very much into the life of everybody who's looking at it, is there is one has an idea, there's the money, there's the power, he has the job to dance exactly this and this and this and this. And I have to say good, and I have to clap to this. That's complete bollocks. Why do we do that? It's not the time anymore to do that. But that's a structural thing, and I really don't like it. I really, really don't like that. So my idea is to, I have to see that people which are on stage, they are conscious about the situation they are in. This is at least one step, and then they are maybe are able to reflect about it. They maybe are able to create by themselves, and they're able to do something about the things. But if we don't do anything about the structure of theater, if there are people are not able to influence the piece, to influence the structure of theater, this great machine of human consciousness, then where else should we start? But if you ask me things, I talk, I tell you, especially with this tea.
Is it a lie detector, the tea? I mean, is it making people talk? Thomas, I didn't know that you had really such a life, a pre-life in improvisation, as in your dance development and career. In terms of people you've been working with or studying?
Improvisation? Yeah, I think it was so much that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah?
That I don't think about it anymore so much.
Yeah. Because everything what you say or just said, it's like people try to find different answers for it, and some people with improvisation have looked for one answer,
mm-hmm.
but it's like you move beyond that or you mm-hmm. move besides that, and you're presenting or looking for other answers. And I think this is indeed also what you just described,
mm-hmm.
a matter of what are the times we're in and
mm-hmm.
what's your, maybe your
mm-hmm.
your position in that way. But it made me, made me really, it was very striking. It's like suddenly I saw these two paradigms nearly, or
Yeah. I did that a lot, and I studied it, and I understood the.
Yeah.
It's a certain generation which is doing, which developed that, which developed improvisation skills, and tools and scores and so on. It's. But what is reached with it is that. People are in a state of being more free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, they can go in a space of being, sensing the freedom, also representing the freedom, also having the audience taking part of it. Not everything is set. Yeah, not everything is fixed. There are things possible in art, in dancing, music, and so on, that it's not fixed, which is I think was in dance an incredible step to do,
mm-hmm.
of course. It's very nice, you can do very, very, very nice things about it, but all the very, very good improvisers, I think they even developed it to something that they are very conscious about what they do, and they they can steer. They can steer the whole performance. They navigate. They navigate while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But therefore, they need so much experience, usually, and they need to make an observation on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what Luhmann would call the second order observation on the situation
mm-hmm.
they're doing. So it of course went further than the sensation level, which is in improvisation very often understood as the same thing. Improvisation is in, well, I sense, and I do what I sense, and fine. Yeah, but that's just not enough to call it art, or to put it also in more conscious context. And someone who can navigate, I think, can make that observation on
mm-hmm.
on them. themselves and on the situation, what is now necessary to do. And at the same time, they have the sensation level going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm asking, on top of that, I'm asking what could be tools and what could be systems that make it much more clearer and accessible to everybody.
How can you objectify some of the parameters and create a common ground for each other also to observe the same things?
Yeah, or even just to describe that that kind of state, or describe that kind of process. And the clearest to me now is how Luhmann did describe it. That's, at the moment, that seems to me, it seems to work. What he writes about observation.
But that's why it's so meaningful to me that the last cards in your function box are blanks.
Yeah.
I mean, before the blank would have been interpreted as, okay, now you can do within this frame whatever you want, anything can happen,
yeah?
But here it's the other version, it's like, okay, present your own idea of system. Mm-hmm. So it's like the blank is not for just anything, it's the blank for, okay, come up with your system.
Yeah, yeah.
Or one's own ideas of systems. I have a collection of blanks in art.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like from composition, music compositions to Fluxus blanks to... And somehow these blanks always work differently.
Hmm.
What people feel they could fill in there, you know?
Yeah.
That's great.
Uh-huh. In composition, it's widely used.
In music
and so on. It's true.
I think it's a very good thing to end your last project. It's like you go to the.
Yeah.
How many systems do you think you've created now, actually, yourself? A couple of. 10, 11?
What do you mean with systems?
Like for example, working with, I don't know, is this one, it's not
there one. The box contains three choreographic systems which everybody, which in the little green book, there's even a description, and it can be reconstructed as I'm describing
true.
It.
Yeah, true.
And they are more or less simple.
Yeah.
But of course the idea is that people do create their system with it. If I give this to a group of people, everybody gets a box, and maybe 10 students, everybody gets a box, and I say, well, here, do your thing. Then usually they are first blown away by the complexity, and they have to learn how to reduce it to something they find interesting. But the one interesting thing is that already by the shape and by the colors and so on, they lay out these cards. It says already something very differently.
I would make a proposal for the publication to end with a blank or something also. With the publication in Multitude, that you end with le vide, quoi. C'est le moment génératrice. Le moment. T'as fait déjà.
With black, but it was.
Ah ouais.
It was for the participants to the review. It was something like the gâchis, something lost. Just like it means nothing, we could have text instead of black.
But black has a whole different value than the white. The white is somehow.
Yeah, sure, yeah, no, it's different. I don't know, maybe we. I don't know.